Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in this morning to our live and in living color radio broadcast from the corner room here at the historic Old Clay County Courthouse. And it's a pleasure coming to you each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on, of course, a quick note, if you're listening this morning, you're probably on the other call numbers this morning, but we're normally here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. I think our tire may have kicked off last night and didn't kick back on during all the weather, but that'll be up and going in a few minutes. But we appreciate all the folks joining us here each Thursday morning, listening to us, and it just remind everyone that this will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and also these are stored online at the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper website. So there's lots of opportunities to listen to it live or later. You can even go back, I think, maybe choose some dates if you want to. And one of your neighbors just told you how great we were that day, and you might want to just back them up on that. So we've got all those opportunities. And, of course, we want to start, as we always do, thanking our wonderful sponsors that we have here that make this possible, and let you know that this radio show does come through the good graces of the three-star committee and the Clay County Joint Chamber of Commerce. And it's great that they do that. And also, we want to remind everyone that if you'd like to become a sponsor here on the Clay County Corner, you just need to give them a call up at the business office, and they'll get you set up and explain to you how it works and how much advertising you're getting for the minuscule amount that you pay for it. But I guess with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back here in a few minutes. I've got a young lady here this morning I have known for about 8 years, I guess, since she started high school over at Clay County High School. And she has a new business here in Salina, and I think we had a ribbon cutting for her here the other day. And one of the great things we like to see here in Clay County, and that is our young folks that are staying, but someone like her that actually started her own business here in Salina. And we'll be talking about that and how leading up to it, what all's involved, and doing things like how she got her license and how she found her spot to rent. I mean, just all kinds of good things to let all of our young folks know what it's like to decide to stay at home or nearby home and make a career. And we'll be back with that just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Mighty nice. We just said you're socializing a minute, and it's amazing how much we don't know about each other that we actually do know about each other. We were talking about her family background, and I don't know how many Harlan families we have in Clay County, but we both know that, you know, the Harlan family is a traditional name for Monroe and Metcalf County over in Kentucky. But I know Maddie, I know her since the time she entered high school here at Clay County High School, a basketball player, played the same time that my niece Taylor did, so I got to watch her play just about every ball game in high school from the time she was a freshman on up. But she has just recently opened her own business here in Salina. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let you introduce yourself.
I'm Maddie Harlan. I am 21, and I graduated high school in 2019.
And your parents are?
Amy and Noel Harlan.
Oh, well, okay. Now, how many generations have they lived in Clay County, or are they just kind of?
Well, my mom has always, she grew up in Clay County. We live more on the Harbor Springs end, but my dad was raised in Kentucky. That's where he was from.
And your mother's maiden name was?
Cherry.
Cherry, okay. That's a very uncommon name out in Union Hill in that area.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
But I know, I really don't know where to start with Maddie this morning, but high school days, Maddie. Let's talk a little bit about high school days.
Well, when I was in high school, I didn't know that, I definitely didn't expect to open up my own business. I did not see myself, but when I was in high school, I'd always told myself I was going to school for nursing. And so all through high school, I took all the CNA classes and did all that and, you know, was really into nursing, really wanted to do it. And then I kind of got out of high school and realized that it wasn't what I wanted to do. It wasn't for me.
Okay, now, I'm sure, like you said, you took the CNA classes there, and I think those are all basically all on site. At Clay County High School through the Livingston, TCAT it's called now. It used to be Livingston Area Vocational Technical School. Now,
yes.
It's a whole lot easier to see TCAT. And, of course, we know they have tremendous programs in various things over there. And I do know that the area that you wound up in after high school, but did you participate in any of that at high school, or did you just do the CNA?
I've just done the CNA. I didn't do anything to do with hair in high school at all.
what's the name of that? I can't think of the name.
Cosmetology.
Cosmetology. I think my mind wandered off. Maybe down brimstone fishing or something. But the cosmetology, and of course that's offered over there also.
It is.
And I know we have always have quite a few people that are involved in that. So once high school was over and you, I guess while you were in high school, you actually did some on-site work over at the nursing home.
Yes.
I guess that's where most of our, the clinical time is.
Yes.
Is over there. And, you know, let's talk about that just a little bit. As a high school student, your thoughts about the time that you spent doing that, you think, did that have an influence on you that maybe that this really wasn't what you wanted to dedicate yourself to, maybe something a little bit different? Tell us a little bit about that.
I actually really enjoyed it in high school. We done our clinicals in Livingston at the time, and I loved it, and I was really into helping other elderly, and I just wanted to be on hands with everything. But I also, the downside of that, I've always had a weaker stomach. So that's kind of where I realized that's not what I wanted to do. But, I mean, even in high school and a year after high school, I was all in for it. I really enjoyed it, but...
So you, I guess, did you receive your license in
I did get my CNA license.
Your CNA
yeah.
license.
Yes.
And I know you said that, I know that the rewards of working in those rehab centers are tremendous, but, you know, I know for a person your age, it can also be very depressing.
Yes.
Knowing, you know, that it's just a depression, and it's not a...
Yes.
Not a happy-go-lucky job.
Right.
Even though that, you know, each day part of your job is to be happy-go-lucky. And then a year after high school, you decided that you wanted to get into cosmetology.
Yes.
Did you do that over there also?
I did. So I went to cosmetology school at Cookeville Cosmetology School. It was a newer school. They had opened up, like, I think I started in the summer. I started in June. They had opened up that December. And I really was not expecting to go to cosmetology, but I toured the school, and I really enjoyed it, and they told me I could start the next day. So I started the following week after that, and ever since then, once I started, I loved it, and I knew it was what I wanted to do.
Okay, now, to encourage someone else that wants to do that, just exactly what was that like? Walking into that classroom, and
it was nerve-wracking at first because you're walking into a classroom with 20, 30 other girls, but everyone's super friendly, and you learn a lot about people, new people, you meet new people. Like, I've still, to this day, since I've opened this own shop, I've met, like, new people every day, honestly, about every day.
Okay, and exactly what do you have to learn to do there?
So they have a hand, like, part of it is bookwork, and then part of it is more hands-on. My school was very hands-on. They were very active in making sure that we were comfortable with what we were actually going to be doing. So every week you have a chapter due in this workbook, and you would have to do the chapter and write definitions, and there's actually a lot more to learn than I expected. There's a little anatomy in it. You have to know all the anatomy of the head and just different reference points. And then once you start doing hands-on stuff, you start taking clients in the school. And that's the nerve-wracking part, but that is the part I was most thankful for in school because it made me ready to be out in the real world once I got my job.
Okay, now you are, I'll tell you what, we'll take a little short break here for a minute. And we'll come back, and we're going to continue on with this.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, we are back. And I tell you what, it's nice. You know, when I look out the window, I see a smiling face here this morning. Maddie Harden is here with me this morning, and we've been talking about her leading up to her opening her own business here in Salina. And I know at the cosmetology school, I know she talked about the anatomy of the head and everything. And let's skip on just a little bit on how you start your, how you getting your business started. What all was involved in that for you?
So I am renting my building from David Ogletree. So he reached out to me and asked if I'd be interested in starting a business, and wasn't sure that I was ready yet, but I took the risk. And after that was when I instantly started looking to buy stuff that I had to have in my shop. I mean, salon chair, shampoo bowl, pedicure chair, just all that you have to have in the shop. And then once you're ready, once you have everything in your shop, you sign up to have the state come inspect. And so I had to have him to come inspect and do all that. And then after they inspect, you're good to open after then.
So. Okay. Now, that inspection, it involves quite serious stuff, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah, there's guidelines and certain things you have to have and that they require. And so that was nerve-wracking, getting all that ready.
And, of course, in the time of that we're in now, the pandemic time, it's, I'd have to say, you know, hundreds, if not many hundreds of times, more difficult to meet the standards that,
yes.
that are set forward for you. Okay, now, you are state licensed.
Yes.
What did that involve?
So to get my license, you have to finish 1,500 hours of school. So I would go every day when I was in school from 8 to 5, get home at about 6. And so you had to complete all your hours, and then you have to, after you complete your hours, you have to take a test. They do a written test and a hands-on test. So, like, the first test is actually on the computer, and there's 130 questions, I want to think, and you have to make at least an 80 or above. And then the next test is actually you performing. You take your mannequin head and you perform a haircut and just different scenarios in front of someone who's going to be great in you, and then you have to make an 80 or above on that too.
Okay, where did all this take place at?
There's several different sites that you can take the test. I took my written test in Nashville, and then my hands-on test, I took it in Knoxville because I got in to take my test faster there. It was booked up in Nashville.
Okay, now, the PR side of this. Well, no, let's go back. Employees. You have employees with you now?
I have Samantha Franklin, or McLaren. She's working with me now. She's actually working on opening her own closer to home, but she's just with me temporarily, but I've been enjoying having her there, and I'm hoping to add some more. I want it to be a happy environment with lots of people working.
And she is actually, I know she's second generation cosmetology, because I guess, I don't know which one of them wound up owning the place up there, but either mom or daughter, one
yes.
or the other, had owned the place up there for a number of years. And I think her mother actually taught for a while over at TCAT.
Yes,
and
she
so
did.
Lots of experience there. A whole lot more experience than you have.
Yeah. It's actually been a lot of help having her there, especially with her owning her own place before. She's been able to give me a few tips and, you know, just little things that you don't think about till you get in there and start doing it.
Okay, and do you have anyone besides Samantha? That
I don't right now.
Okay.
I am looking, though.
Okay, now, then if you hire someone there as a help, assistant, whatever, they basically have to be equal to you in their abilities in the shop, right?
Yeah, well, so there's two different ways that you can go with it, but I mean, as a cosmetologist, you kind of do your own thing a little bit. So they can do like a rent from me or a percentage of profit. Either way can go. You can do either way.
So they can be kind of like an independent operator
yes.
in the same building with
yes.
you.
For the most part, they would make their own appointments and cover all that themselves, and I just provide the building for them to be
okay,
in.
Okay, and all right, now, going there, that works out at you're in charge, but really you're not the boss.
Right, right, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you put that, but, you know, it's your building. And I guess the thing that I'm sure that you will run into in this business is that you will pick up folks like you are when you started that need a place where they can start without having to own their own business.
Right. And I want to be as helpful as I can about that and welcoming towards everyone.
Okay. Now, did you work anywhere else before here?
Yes. I worked at the hair station on the bypass. Linda owns it, and it was great to work for her. They were all awesome to me there. So it was a good experience and a great start. They helped me get new clients and done whatever they could to just help me out.
Okay. Of course, that business has been there, golly, for 50 years.
Hardly
that long, but quite a while. I remember when built up there and the number of folks that were there.
Yes.
And I know that. Okay, now, as far as competition right here in Salina, how many shops do we have working right now?
Oh, I know for sure we've got the hair station and then Brenda's, Samantha's, four or five, I'm going to say. There may be more, I'm not sure, but that is one thing that Clay County has been blessed with, is plenty of places to get their hair done.
Well, we've got a lot of folks that take pride in how they look.
Yes.
Okay, now, the services you provide.
So I provide haircuts and I provide haircuts and facials and eyelashes, color services, nails, pedicures, manicures. I try to do it all.
From head to toe.
Yes.
So this is a full-service station.
Yes.
Everything
full-service salon.
From head to toe. Okay. Now, what about, this is mainly for young ladies or, I guess I would call them the Purple Mafia. Do you have any of those folks? You're not going to call them that. The older folks like me, that their hair has changed a color and they'd like it a different color.
Yes.
I know all the older ladies used to, they'd have this real purple looking hair when they got it fixed.
Cover up the gray. Yeah, I've got several of those.
Okay, now, your clientele, all female, right?
Well, I've actually got some male, yes. I've got male in there too, mainly female. But that was one of the things when I got ready to open my shop. I kept saying I didn't want to make it too girly because I still wanted men to be open to come and get their hair cut and come try it out.
Okay, now that's something I was going to get into because I know that barbers, I guess that is a separate licensing area.
Yes.
If you're actually offering your services as a barber.
Right.
But you don't have to worry about that in the business you're in. You don't have to be a licensed barber. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you use the clippers like the barber does, or do you do most of your work with scissors?
I do use clippers. I use clippers for fades and, you know, anything. But when I get to the top of a haircut, I normally use my shears. But I do use clippers sometimes all over. It just varies on the haircut and what the client's wanting.
Okay, we could go back farther. I'm sure when we had the haircuts where the barber would take a metal comb and comb it up and take a blowtorch and burn it off.
No, I don't remember.
You probably never heard of that. We've had lots of things in the barber field like that where strange things would come along. And then cutting hair with a straight razor.
Yes.
Now, do you do something like where you comb it out and
cosmetologists aren't allowed to use straight razors. That's one of the difference between cosmetology and barber. We can use a razor, but it has to have a guard on it.
Okay. So, I mean, that's what I was talking about. There are different regulations, but you can do most of if somebody needs a haircut, you can take care of them.
Yes.
But you can't shave around their ears with a
no, not with a straight razor. I can't.
Well, I don't know about but and your heirs are?
So right now I have them posted as Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturdays may vary. I've been telling people, you know, you can't come in during the week and have to have a Saturday, that I'll try my best to work with that. I actually have another part-time job. I work at the Dairy Burgers in Hermit Springs. So my schedule is a little bit it's kind of flexible. I try to work with what works best for my clients.
Okay, now, aspiration. What are you aspiring to do? Are you looking beyond this, or are you going to be satisfied here for a while?
I think I'm pretty satisfied here. I want to stay in Clay County. I know that because I'm a big homebody. I love where I grew up. I tried to venture out and go to Cookeville for a little while, and it was too big for me. I like the small town, and I would like to just be a welcoming salon here in Clay County. I know it's been a while since Clay County's had a new salon to open up, so.
Okay, that's what I was getting at there. You're now about 22 or 3, and your thoughts, I know you have a young man that you're involved with, and so your hopes are you're going to marry and have children of your own here one of these days, and you're going to stay in Clay County.
Yes, I hope so, because my parents own a farm, and I like to be home, and I've grown up around it, and I don't think I'll ever leave it.
See, now you've opened up a whole new avenue there. We could talk about growing up a farm girl in Clay County.
Yes.
Now, real quick, what was that like?
Well, I think it's an experience that everyone should have. Like, I know when I went to Cookeville and I had friends from Cookeville, I would talk about growing up on a farm, and I would talk about having horses and just being around cows a bunch. And, you know, some of them there was a few of my friends that didn't even know what that was like. So I've always been telling them, you've got to come visit, you've got to come see it. And, you know, it's just nice to get outside and just have all kinds of space to do whatever.
And you're in the greatest place in the world to do all that,
yes.
Aren't you? Well, Maddie, it's been an extreme pleasure having you here this morning. And we'd, of course, like to wish you much, much success. And you are this young generation that us folks sitting around here would like to think are going to be here to take over this place when we're gone.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. And with that, I'm going to read the birthdays. We only got 3 today. And then I have folks from over at the chamber going to come by and talk a little bit. And I know they came by the other day. Some of the local folks did and got the big scissors out and whacked the
yes,
ribbon off.
They were
and
a big
said,
help with that.
And said, welcome to Clay County Business, Maddie Harlan. And we'd all like to welcome you and your business here to the county and hope that maybe you're around one of these days to bring your grandkids in this old
yes,
building.
Hope so.
All right. And we'll see you later.
Thanks a
lot. All right. Celebrating birthdays, more like I said, we have 3 folks celebrating a birthday. Rita Brown celebrated a birthday. Mr. Billy Kendall and Diane Brown all celebrate the birthday. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes. Thank you.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, welcome back, everyone. I think Maddie's just leaving. We were holding a little conversation with her, and we really enjoyed having you here this morning. A little bright ray of sunshine. And now, I'm not going to say that clouds have arrived now, but no, just kidding. But we are back, and Dr. Doug Young is here with me, and Ms. Evelyn Markham.
Hollyfield.
Is here with us from over at the chamber, and I know there's some updates to do here, and there's a big event coming up tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit, and but like I said, it's a pleasure having Maddie here with us this morning. As I said, you know, watching her grow up playing basketball down at Clay County High School, and then you kind of look around and see someone that 4 years later has opened a business here in Clay County, and that is a very, very bright light for the county. And as you heard from her own word, that she plans on being in Clay County, and so I guess if that husband is not from Clay County, he better be getting ready to move to Clay County, looks like.
True.
But those are the kind of young people that keep a community like ours, vital and keep things going. And with all of the energy that she has, you know that there's not much in front of her other than success. But good morning, lady and gentlemen, this morning.
Good morning,
good morning,
sir.
And how are you all this morning?
We're wonderful today. A lot of activity today, a lot of excitement about our dinner this evening. So I'll let Doug talk about that a bit.
Well, we're having the Chamber of Commerce dinner tonight, and we're looking forward to that. A lot of planning has to go into that, and so we've been very busy all week trying to be ready. We have a great number of the Chamber of Commerce members coming, as well as our partners. We have a lot of partners that makes contributions to what we do in Clay County. And so we've invited them, and they can come and tell the chamber members just what services each of their agencies provide. And so we'll be having a little reception and let them meet and greet each other a little bit, and then they can stay after the meeting as long as they'd like and meet and greet. And then we'll have a regular ECD board meeting. And that's the vehicle that we're using to spread the word. I couldn't think of a better format, because at an ECD board meeting, we do an update, and it's all about communication. So instead of communicating with each other tonight, which we'll be doing, we'll also be communicating with the Chamber of Commerce members directly. So we're looking forward to that one.
Do we have special guests coming in?
We do have special guests coming in from the agencies. Like the Upper Cumberland Development District and UCHRA, their director is coming, and he's kind of our keynoter. You're on the ECD board, and you know that at each ECD board meeting, we have one of the agencies to come and kind of keynote each meeting that we have. And we allot them a little more time than we do the rest to tell us what their agency can do for the business people and for the community of Clay County.
Okay, you just mentioned something there that you and I have been through a number of times before, and that you said that he is the director of two agencies there, and we at one time that they were very, very separate agencies and very, very competitive agencies, which sometimes wasn't real, a real good way to do things here, especially in when we've got a small county like we are. But now they are united, and I know each one of them that they have different services that they perform, but they're all under one leadership role now, aren't they?
Well, I think you and I can go back 30 or 40 years with experiences that we had with UCHRA and Upper Cumberland Development District years ago when they were just being formed and and maybe even longer than that. I think that during the Lyndon Johnson eras, when these organizations came up, when they started dishing out a lot of money for communities, and they didn't have a vehicle in place at that time to be able to distribute that money and then come up with programs that were viable. And so they started putting these organizations together. And, yes, they were very, very competitive during that period of time. And then they broke away and then formed separate organizations. And now the two boards have decided that they'll pull them all back together under one leadership. That doesn't mean that they're not still two separate organizations.
Independent organizations.
Yes.
And now, and we have a local, of course, UCHRA office here in Salina, but we don't have the day to day from the development district, do we?
We don't have the day to day, but they're online. Anytime we need them, they're there. When we have an ECD board meeting or an ID board meeting, they're there. Sometimes they Zoom it, and for people listening that don't know what Zoom it means, we didn't either about until this COVID thing started. But now we have a lot of our partners who join our meetings over the Internet, and it's just live action TV. It's just like them being in the room. They can see us, and we can see them. So they're right in the room with us participating. And just to give a very brief thing that comes about when you have an organization like that, one day in an ECD board meeting, we were discussing the fact that we needed a sign out where the road coming out of Standing Stone State Park hits 52. And one of the partners who was attending that meeting online heard us, didn't say anything, but before the week was out, we had a sign out there saying Salina this way. And so those partners, the average person doesn't really know how much help we get from all these different agencies out there and all they do for Clay County. Just in the three-star program alone, I got notification yesterday. Since 2013, the three-star program has saved Clay County over $250,000. And that's just in the, because we're a three-star county, we don't have to pay as much matching money as we would if we were not a three-star county. So that's just straight savings. That's not counting the grants that we've gotten out of the three-star program. We have one $50,000 grant going right now from that program. And I'm just talking about one program. Then there's the Department of Health that provides several grants. You're working directly with the Tennessee Arts Commission on the courthouse, and we worked with most of the agencies over at Cookeville and in Nashville on some project, whether it be the Department of Agriculture or ECD or tourism or whatever. And hopefully, in the not too distant future, we're going to have a big announcement to make in the field of tourism.
And
we want a bird in the hand worth two in the bush. We want to have that bird in the hand.
And I do know with the grants, some of the grants are like the ones we get from the Arts Commission are usually non-matching. They have, of course, they're not big grants. They're smaller grants. And also for the work on the windows here, Most of those are limited by the total amount of money you can get at one time. They're recurring. They happen every year. So sometimes, you know, that it takes a long time to, like replacing our windows here or restoring our windows here in the courthouse. Doing restoration work in the courthouse. I know the first thing that we applied for, I think it was through the Historic Commission also, and that was to upgrade the electrical system in this old building. And remove all the old, I guess, what aluminum wire that was in here and things like that that we could. And at the same time, we also got a thing that now that has evolved into our grant now for the Rolly Hole Marble Museum that actually started with converting the historic Clay County Courthouse into the Clay County Cultural Center and Performing Arts Center here. And that's all part of that program that started there. that was that we got going. So, you know, and there's various things, and I know a lot of things that we hear is about all of this COVID money, all this money that's here. Why ain't we doing this? Why ain't we doing that? And I know you talk more about this than me, but usually every penny of that comes down. We are told how you have to spend that. I know we say things here that are very, very pressing that need to be done right now. But usually there's not just an automatic grant that you can send off to take care of a lot of the problems we have here in the Clay County. Do you want to address, along that idea a little bit?
I'm on the Tennessee Three-Star Council. We met last week, and we talked about the council and how we might improve the three-star program across the state. And I brought up this. The three-star program is the only program that I know of that provides grant money and allows the community to determine what they need in their community. Now, we had a general meeting here about a year and a half ago. It was well attended. We had a lot of input, and they came up with three areas that we could go after grant money for. And what we ended up with was to redo the to do some work up at Donaldson Park. We're redoing the tennis courts and basketball courts and all that right now. And if we have money left over, we'll be doing the pavilions up there, giving them a fresh coat of stain. We just don't know how much money we're going to have left. You never know in projects like this. We do have a contract to resurface, and we've already painted the fences up there. But the three-star program allows the community to come up with it. The rest of the grants that you and I deal with are focused. We have to spend it on exactly what they want us to spend it on. Then I think, Thomas, you and your three-star, it's still three-star courthouse committee, are to be commended for the work that you all are doing down here. The restoration on this courthouse has been needed for years and years and years, and now it's happening.
Well, that was something when you approached me with this, and I thought this is great, but, there needs to be something that is in Clay County. And so I did appear before the county commission with the idea that this place needed a curator that is appointed by the Clay County Commission, which not only is a three-star thing, but it also now is, an official Clay County. It's a volunteer position, of course. And it makes things quite a bit easier where we can actually apply for some of the grants ourselves, and we have that in place. And I know also, like up at our park, I know we have a lot of folks now that come by and see things that are started, but, hey, I didn't go to sleep last night and wake up this morning and the park was brand new since the city took it over. And, we have so much of that attitude, we all do, that we want things done much quicker than they can possibly be done. But, it's a slow process, and it starts with small things. And, of course, most of what we see is a project that would be a minimum of $250,000 to get done. And for us to get $250,000 anywhere would require us to come up with about $200,000 in grant and matching money. And, of course, we all know that, excuse me, Ms. Cherry, when I say that ain't going to happen, because we don't have that. We don't have that luxury in a small rural county like this, where we have the big time donors and things like that that can help with matching. Matching is a problem here. I know we lost about $500,000 sidewalk grant a few years ago because we couldn't afford to upfront the matching on it.
Thomas, I know of another county. We got a sizable grant last year for tourism. I know of another county who got a similar grant, and they could not do the grant because they didn't have the upfront money. These are reimbursable grants, so you have to have the money, and so you can spend it, and then they reimburse you the expenditure. But if you've not got the money, then on the front end, you're in trouble. But we, by the chamber being directly under the ECD board and funded through grants and appropriations through the ECD board, we have the money to be able to handle most of the grants that come our way.
And I think, you may correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I think that the sidewalk grant that we have now, I think there was maybe a deal worked out where we didn't have to have front money to get that one this time because of the circumstances during this period of time.
And they got the match down to about 5%, I think, and I think it's paid up.
So it became plausible after a lot of negotiating.
We've seen some surveying over on Brown Street, and I have a feeling people think that's more about the truck route, but I have a feeling that may be about the sidewalks.
I think it is. I know I'm driving by and stopped to talk to some of those guys, and they go there. I say they had heard all the rumors from a four lane coming down through there to all that. And I think the last time I talked to one of the guys, he said we're actually surveying for the railroad that's going to be coming down beside the four lane. So, but you know the things. And okay, now with the three-star thing. Talk about the downtown project a little bit.
All right, the downtown project. That's really how I got into this business. As a volunteer in about 2009, we had to become a three-star county first, and so I remember Diana Donaldson and I spent a lot of time jumping through all the hoops and all the paperwork. There was a mountain of paperwork to get done at that time. And when we got that one done, then we were qualified for our first downtown grant, and we have had two others since that time. Our last one was really good. It was, I think, $100,000, and it was a 75-25 match, and that meant that the business had to come up with 25% of the project, and the grant paid for the other 75%, and the work had to be done on the facade. So when you go around the square here in Solana, many of the buildings have been touched by that grant money. Now, we asked in the last grant to be able to go up East Lake Avenue all the way up to the city limits, and they did not allow us to do that. But they did allow us to go on Brown Street all the way up to the four-way stop. We didn't ask for Brown Street. But we asked for East Lake Avenue. But those grants have we still got a lot of work to do in the city of Salina as far as the appearance is concerned. But those grants have certainly helped. And hopefully there will be another one coming along one of these days, and we can do East Lake Avenue.
Okay, a little short break here. We're getting a few words from our sponsor. And we'll be back in a minute to further discuss some things. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I know we're sitting here, and sometimes we talk about pie in the sky, those type of things we would like to do. And, you know, we talk about, you know, traffic through Salina, Tennessee. I think maybe the last count we had was around 5,000 motorized vehicles coming through Salina each day. And, you know, folks, if each one of them stopped and spent $5, or one out of every 100 stopped and spent $5 here in Clay County, what that would do for our economy here. But, and, you know, there are a number of things that we're going to have to work on. I know that are being worked on, and that is, you know, to make downtown Salina, and I don't know, there's really not a downtown Salina anymore. There is Salina, and basically that's it, because I know we have businesses around the square here, but most of our businesses are satellite businesses away from the square, which used to be the main gathering point. You know, if you had the business around the square, you know, hey, you were Top Cotton then. But, you know, these days, most of our businesses are somewhere else. And it seems like a lot of our businesses here are, just at the basis of the business are part-time businesses. You know, and that's something that we've got to address one of these days, where we have got those reasons for folks to stop here. And I know that's one of the major things we've talked about forever. And I know we've thrown it out. And now, we have the young lady sitting here with us left Atlanta.
I did.
And came back here. And different from a whole lot of the folks that come here, she didn't come here with, you know, big city ideas. She remembered little town ideas where she visited as a child over the years and brought some expertise back. And I know she's been a tremendous help on things. But, you know, some of the things, Dr., you know, the pie in the sky things that, you know, that we've talked about. You want to comment on that a little bit, you know, what we would like to see?
Well, we'd like to have a metropolis here, I think. But we have to plug along, and there's an old adage, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a lot of people working together to have a good, strong community. And so the more we pull together, the better community we're going to have. We have an outstanding community here now. We have an athletic program for all of our kids. We have, I think most of our kids today have to carry a pocket gallon around with them to keep up with what they're going to do next. So we have a real good program for our kids. Then we have real good schools. Our schools are doing a remarkable job. Then we have jobs. We're running a program at the chamber that we've talked about here, and all you got to do is come in, fill out an application and one page. And we send that out to employers in this area, but it also goes to some of these partners that I talk about. A copy of that goes to the American Job Center, and then they can contact you if you're unemployed and help you get employed. Maybe you need help filling out an application. Maybe you have a physical disability, and they can find someone who can help you remedy that physical disability. They're just all kinds of help, and that's what makes us a community. I could probably lecture for an hour on that. I'm just going to stop.
Okay, now I know any time that you do a survey here and you say, what does Clay County need? One of the top things is we need jobs. Well, of course, everyone needs jobs, but we also need people to fill the jobs that we have here right now. And, you know, I don't know, I guess the labor force, the last 3 years, their attitudes have changed about their importance, how important they are. And so many of them looked around while they weren't able to work and decided, hey, I think I'd like to do something else that's more important to me. And those are the kind of jobs that, you know, people are looking for now.
Well, with our jobs program, Thomas, we... It's really grown,
And now some of the other, at least one of the other chambers in the Upper Cumberland area have started their job program. So I'll be comparing notes with them. I'm sure theirs are not exactly like ours, but we want to keep that jobs program going. Right now we have jobs, we have jobs that start you out about $65,000 a year. That's driving a trailer truck. They'll train you to drive a trailer truck. And right now the CTAS has a truck driving program in Crossville where they'll train you to drive a trailer truck. I saw just last week that Walmart is now paying $110,000 a year for truck drivers. And yeah, you're away from home a lot and all that, but that's awfully good pay. Then just this morning I had a call, and we have a business that's looking for a managerial type person who willing to put their shoulder to the grindstone with a salary commensurate with their training and experience. If they might be interested in that, just get in contact with us down at the chamber and we'll talk to you about that one. But there are jobs in Clay County. Yes, we are constantly chasing industry to come to Clay County. We're after two companies right now, and we don't know whether they'll land here or not, because one thing they're going to look at is our labor force, and that doesn't look good when we have the highest unemployment rate in the Upper Cumberland, yet we can't find workers to fill the jobs we have. And somewhere there's a disconnect somewhere in that. But we're going to keep on plugging away in that program until we get over this hump, and there's got to be something else coming down the pike here one of these days. We can't just keep on all these jobs available and no workers.
Well, you know, that's something that we, I know we have folks saying about getting a job, but we still have the folks that are eye in the sky. Oshkosh days when we had 300 people working down here at the central site. That's not going to happen, doesn't look like that in a rural community anymore, because those 300 people aren't available. But with that, we've just about got an hour in this morning. Appreciate you guys coming in, and I really appreciate Maddie being here with us this morning. And folks, take heart from Maddie, a young lady who has decided at her young age that she is going to be a Clay County citizen. She's going to bring something to the county, and she's going to stay with our county, and we need lots and lots more folks to do that.
I think it's wonderful to see such a young person with so much energy coming.
Yes, absolutely. And the winner today of our birthday cake, Rita Brown. Rita, you have won the birthday prize out at stop by the chamber office, and that, of course, that birthday prize is compliments of WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And remember, if you're not sponsoring us on this radio show, get online, talk to the folks up at the business office, and get on here and be a sponsor. You get a whole bunch of spots all day long on our radio stations, and we do reach out sometimes as far as all the way nearly to Nashville, and we have quite a number of loyal visitors, and we hope every one of you loyal listeners will join us next week here at the same time, same channel, here on 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And with that, we'll say good day, Clay County.
Good day.